U.S. Coast Guard to expand presence, cooperation in Indo-Pacific amid China concerns. The U.S. Coast Guard said that it intends to send specialized forces, training teams, and other capacity-building assets to help Indo-Pacific allies bolster their ability to safeguard exclusive economic zones and protect their natural resources from exploitation. According to the Coast Guard 2024 Operational Posture Report released on October 25th, the report states that the region remains a top regional priority for the United States, citing its geostrategic importance, vital role in global trade, and the need to ensure a free, open, and rules-based maritime order. We are expanding our presence and cooperation in Southeast and South Asia with a focus on advising, training, deployment, and capacity building, the Coast Guard stated, while also pledging to continue to support its allies' efforts in combating predatorial fishing practices. The report comes amid growing concerns over China's military assertiveness in the region, but did not mention the Chinese Communist regime by name. It stated that the United States aims to boost the capacity of regional coast guards to support them in countering malign influence, enforcing their laws, and addressing their priority interests such as climate change. According to the report, the Coast Guard will deploy its national security cutters, the centerpiece of its fleet, to the Western Pacific and move the 270-foot Harriet Lane cutter to the Indo-Pacific. The Coast Guard said it will also maintain operations of fast response cutters and buoy tenders in Oceania. During an October 18th press conference, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin warned that China's increasingly coercive behavior in the Indo-Pacific could have implications for the whole world, and that cooperation with Indo-Pacific allies has become vital. We're also troubled by the growing alignment between Russia and the People's Republic of China, including the PRC's support for indefensible war of choice against Ukraine. And that makes our close cooperation with our Indo-Pacific friends more vital than ever, he stated. The Chinese Communist Party has been criticized for its increasingly aggressive actions against its neighboring countries, particularly Taiwan, the Philippines, and Japan. Last month, China conducted joint military drills with Russian naval and air forces in the Sea of Japan and the Sea of Okhotsk, north of Japan's Hokkaido Island, aiming to boost their strategic military cooperation and enhance the ability to jointly respond to security threats. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense has reported a surge in Chinese military activity around the island in recent months. On October 27, the ministry said it had detected 22 Chinese military aircraft and 7 vessels near the island's vicinity, with 17 of the aircraft spotted crossing the median line of the Taiwan Strait. On October 10, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. criticized Chinese coast guards for blasting horns, firing water cannons, and ramming Philippine maritime boats during 3 separate clashes near the disputed Sabina Shoal, also known as Sianbin in Beijing and Escoda in Manila. The United States announced last week $8 million in new funding to modernize the Philippines Coast Guard, following the U.S.-Philippines Maritime Dialogue held in Manila on October 24th. The funding will be used to support the PCG's infrastructure enhancement, training program development, and resource acquisition and management planning, according to an October 28 statement by the U.S. Embassy in Manila. During the meeting, delegates from the two countries reviewed ongoing cooperative efforts and discussed ways to address maritime concerns in the disputed South China Sea. Both sides underscored the importance of upholding the 2016 arbitral award on the South China Sea, which ruled in favor of the Philippines in its legal action against China and declared that Beijing's sovereignty claims had no legal basis. The CCP has refused to accept or recognize the ruling. Beijing has asserted territorial claims over nearly the entire South China Sea, including reefs and islands that overlap with the exclusive economic zones of Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, Taiwan, and the Philippines.